Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Department of Defense reluctantly rescinds the COVID shot mandate for the military. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we've been fighting, for months, I guess now, to get these shot mandates repealed for the military, but this is not the end of it.
That's not the end of it by far. We have been fighting both in the courts, and we've gotten injunctions against the Department of Defense and various military branches, protecting those individuals that applied for religious accommodations and they were denied. We also, through our Washington, D.C. office, we have been working with legislators for over a year trying to get a bill passed in Congress that would repeal the mandate. We were hoping to do that in 2021, but the Democrats blocked that. But at the very end of 2022, Liberty Counsel Action were the only organizations, to our knowledge, that were pushing the repeal of this mandate on Capitol Hill, and that passed in the National Defense Authorization Act that funds the military. It was then signed into law, reluctantly, by Joe Biden on December 23, 2022. Reluctantly, I say, because after the House version of the NDAA included the repeal of the shot mandate, the press secretary for the White House came out and was very in much opposition against the repeal of the mandate. And certainly Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin also was in opposition to the repeal of that mandate as well. But it was passed by the Senate and ultimately had to be signed by the December 23, 2022, before the end of the year, and now that includes a repeal of this mandate. So that means that the mandate of COVID-19 is now repealed, but as you mentioned, there's a lot more still left, because as we look at this document that we issued as a press release coming from the Public Affairs Department of the Department of Defense, it's pretty clear that they did this under duress, reluctantly. They still support the mandate, and they could reimpose it. They're looking for ways to do so, and it doesn't address those people that already applied for religious accommodations that now have negative items in their personnel file.
As well as those who have been demoted, those have been, you know, kicked out, those have been kicked to the curb because of this mandate, you know, they need to be reinstated. They need to be compensated. I mean, what about those, as well as all those who have religious accommodation requests that have been ignored?
Yeah, exactly. It says they have a FAQ section here. What happens to adverse actions in military personnel records for current and former service members who refused to be vaccinated? Answer. A Uniform Code of Military Justice actions remain in the service member's official military personnel file. So there you have it.
Right.
They're not going to go back and remove these adverse actions. And what we have found out in our litigation with regards to the class action for the Marines is that they have taken the position, the Department of Defense has, that even merely requesting a religious accommodation interrupts good order and discipline.
Right. So these loyal service members have their records marked because of this unlawful COVID shot mandate.
Yeah. So imagine, you know, you're now up in the ranks and you're wanting to get promoted to another level, and now your personnel file has a negative mark in it. Although you have been stellar throughout your career, you've been elevated, promoted, you've got a pristine record, you put your life on the line in the Middle East or wherever it may be, now you have been a cause of disrupting good order and discipline.
Right.
That's a serious charge.
Are those who have been denied, you know, their promotions? I mean, we have plaintiffs that are in that position.
Yeah.
They were up for promotions and been denied because they refused the COVID shot, which is associated with aborted fuel cells.
Yeah.
They will not do
that. For example, you have pilots that they must get airtime. If a pilot doesn't get airtime, that pilot can't continue to fly. If the pilot can't fly, the pilot can't get promoted. So these people have been grounded. They've been given very menial tasks. Some of them were told that they needed to go home, and then they were called in, only to be told that they needed to move a box from point A to point B, and then told to go home again. So they have been given closet broom type of tasks. That's what they've been called. They've been blacklisted.
But what about those who have been kicked off the base? Their family is one location, their furniture is another location, and they're in another location.
Right. And some of those are in foreign countries.
Right.
And they're still in foreign countries for months and months and months. They haven't been able to see their families, and some have not been able to see their children.
You know, and don't forget, Matt, I mean, when some new virus, you know, comes on the scene, when they've created something else, they're going to put another shot mandate down. So this is not the final straw. We need to continue to fight for this.
Yeah. In fact, they say, will the DOD continue to offer COVID-19 vaccination and boosters at its medical facilities? Answer, yes. COVID-19 vaccines, including the updated bivalent booster, will continue to be widely available to DOD military medical treatment facilities. Individuals with a religious concern, listen to this, about a specific vaccine should speak to their healthcare provider to receive a vaccine that meets their sincerely held religious beliefs, and the military medical treatment facility will ensure that individuals receives that vaccine. Well, you know what? As it relates to COVID, there are none. It's not Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, or Novavax that comply with the military members' sincere religious beliefs. So there's still suggesting that there's one out there that does.
Right.
Which means they're going to try to push it.
Oh, yeah. And there'll be some new variant that will come up. You just watch, you know, and they're going to try to push it.
But here's what they say. Question. What if there's another big wave of COVID or a new dangerous strain emerges? Could the COVID-19 vaccination requirement be reinstated? Answer. Current and changing public health conditions will inform how the department handles COVID-19 vaccination for service members. We will use the best data available to make these decisions. The health and safety of the force always comes first in making these decisions. Well, what they are saying is they could bring this back and they could reimpose a mandate. So on the one hand, it's good news that the current mandate has been paused for the military. On the other hand, we can't rest on that for several reasons. There are people who have already been discharged. They're gone.
What about all those who have been injured as a result of taking this shot? There are many of those.
There are many people who are injured.
Are they going to be compensated somehow?
There are some people who died.
Even though their lives are changed forever, but...
And there's others that are discharged, and they now are civilians. On the DOD information sheet under their FAQs, they also have this question. Are all other vaccination requirements still in place? What about the flu shot? Answer, all other vaccination requirements are still in place and in effect. Now, what we know is that it's not just the COVID-19 that's the problem. Certainly that was the issue that brought to light this faulty religious accommodation process. But this religious accommodation process, this failed version where they do not do individualized assessments, that they do rubber stamp magic words that just deny everybody, that is for all of their vaccinations. So whether it's a flu shot or whether it's a long list of other vaccines that they're required to have, that one failed policy covers everything. COVID-19 just simply emphasized or put a spotlight on the problematic policy. So the policy still exists. That failed policy is unlawful. Many courts have found that the DOD, the military branches, violate the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Repealing the specific shot mandate for COVID-19 does nothing to this failed policy that's still in existence. So our litigation is going to continue. And in fact, we have a hearing that was scheduled for the end of January on the Marine class action case. That will be extended for about another 30 days or so. So we'll go to hearing now sometime in February or early March. We'll have some additional discovery with regards to the military's position here. But it's quite clear that we still need court protection for all of these men and women and all of the armed services across the board.
We have to keep fighting for them.
We will continue to do so. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for standing for the military and for this ministry, lc.org, and specifically lc.org/military.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.